I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Colorado corn growers spent a few long days holding a virtual fly-in with members of the state's congressional delegation in D.C. Colorado Corn's executive director, Nick Kohlglaser, tells Colorado Ag Today the growers wanted to address three main areas.
Disaster relief, transportation infrastructure, and the third is ethanol.
A study of the effects of COVID-19 on the losses to corn growers shows the impacts were immediate and long-term.
Looking at the 2019 crop year, it was about $59 per acre on average because of the impact to markets and corn that hadn't been sold. Knowing that the pandemic wasn't going away anytime soon, we turned our attention to the 2020 crop year. That one was even more impactful, and the average across the nation for a corn farmer was $89 an acre. And so having these disaster payments to help keep our farmers afloat and provide that safety net is essential.
Colorado corn growers' biggest customers are livestock and ethanol, both of which were seriously impacted when the pandemic hit. Kohlglaser says they also took the opportunity to remind the elected officials corn growers get financial help with flood and drought damage, but the WIP Plus program does not include hail damage. Colorado growers can see entire crops wiped out after a hailstorm. Kohlglaser says they held their virtual meetings with congressional representatives Ken Buck, Jason Crow, Ed Perlmutter, Scott Tipton, Diana DeGette, as well as Senators Cory Gardner and Michael Bennett. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.